The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
My next guest has been entertaining Irish people via the television screen since the 1990s and on panto for just as long, if not even longer. Alan Hughes, presenter of Ireland AM and a renowned pantomime personality. You're very welcome to the show.
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
Yeah.
Renowned panto.
Renowned.
You're panto star, darling.
Officially renowned. Yeah, that's what you get after 25 years.
After 25 years, yeah. Do you become a legend after that? Yeah.
It's nice to be talking to you on radio, I have to say.
Yes, because you're normally on Ireland AM. Yeah, when we're talking more serious stuff.
I bring the tone down every so often, you know, on the party. How are you kind of reflecting on 25 years of it?
Do you know what? It was, lots of people have been saying to me, it's an incredible achievement to do 25 years of TV. For me, it's like, is it? Because I've lived it. But yeah, I suppose to sort of say that you've been on the same show in media for 25 years is a big deal, because we know the how transient this kind of media is. So yeah, I'm delighted, still enjoying it, still not able to get up in the morning. That's the first question everybody asks you. What time do you get up?
Yeah.
And that never gets easier. But you know what? It is a big achievement for the show and for everybody who's worked on it over the years and the team who work there now, that we're still going. The audiences are bigger than ever. Touch wood.
Yeah.
And it's great. And to be there from the start and to see all those changes and all those things that have happened over 25 years, it's gone by so quickly, but I'm still loving it. And that's the joy of it, that I'm still sort of there going, yeah, I want to get up and I want to do this. And myself, Mirren and Tommy, we just have such a bit of fun now. And I think, you know, like, over 25 years, you have teams of people that you work with, and some work, some not necessarily don't work. And like, that's fair enough, like any show. But I think this combination of me, Tommy Mirren, and Derek out on the road at the moment is just working so well for us. And we laugh every single morning on that show. Like, we just do. And I think that comes across to the viewers, that infectious humor comes across. And we get so many texts in from people, and people go, oh, we love you.
Yeah.
And so that's great. And it's nice to know that you've been doing something, especially like during COVID, like yourselves here, we stayed on air, and the amount of people who spoke to me and sort of said, you kept me sane, knowing that I could turn that on in the morning and see that bit of sort of normality. Like, it was tough. If I was to do another Skype with Don Conroy and draw an L or draw something, like, you're just going, please, no, not another draw with Don, you know, because you were so short on things. Because like, politicians or people in the medical industry were the only people who were allowed into the studio, doctors or nurses or whatever, to talk about the pandemic. So everything else is on Skype. And we were struggling with Skype at the start of that. Now it's like second nature to us. But at the start of that, the amount of times the Skype would go down and you'd be sort of going, okay, what are we going to talk about
six
for
minutes?
6 minutes.
And it's so different as well for a show like Ireland AM. Like, I think when you're doing a straight news interview, Skype is easier. But when you're trying to get a bit of personality out of someone or a story, really hard.
And then sometimes it's really hard hitting story. So they might be trying, and you're trying to get the story out of them, and then the sound might go for a little bit, and you're just, or even it's worse when it's funnier, because you don't talk, like, if they're really buzzy and chatty and they're going, and you're trying to not talk over them and just trying to keep it all in a level key. But do you know, we got through it, touch wood, we got through it. Oh my God, they were some hairy days, but it was amazing to be doing it, because you felt like you were doing something.
Yes.
You know, you just actually did feel like you were doing something.
How did you get into telly in the first place? And then day one, Ireland AM?
I worked as one of the world famous Bunratty entertainers, down in Bunratty Castle and the Pole Castle. And a producer from RTE was at the show one night, and I was chatting to them, and they said, would you like to come on? At the time, was Play the Game. Remember, Play the Game with Twink and
look at him. I do. I know. I know.
People out there,
not to make you feel old, they'll remember.
Play the Game. It's the charades thing, you know. Guess.
Okay. Right.
You know. Look at you. How old are you?
I was six when it started. I didn't want to say it to you, but I was six.
Oh my God! I'm feeling very old now. So Play the Game, and then he was producer. That's why I appeared on that a few times. Please, somebody text in and go, you remember Play the Game?
Yeah. 53106 costs 30 cents. Go on, please. Somebody, for Alan's sanity.
For my sanity, I'm not the oldest person in the building. So that was that. And then he was doing a show called Talk About, which was on RTE. And he asked me to come and audition for it. And I got that. And then that lasted out. That was on RT for a few years. And then Ireland AM came about and they were looking for, and they had Mark. They didn't have Amanda at the time and they were looking for somebody. I don't know what their idea was, but I remember the producer going, somebody a bit quirky.
Okay, that label can go a lot of directions.
Yeah, like somebody a little bit quirky, a little bit not like, because Mark is very much newsy and very much the anchor and very much, like Mark could get up at 4:30 in the morning, read all the papers. Mark would know more about the interview than the person coming in.
Mark was terrifying when he came in as a guest, as a news guest, because he would know
more than you would.
And he'd question you in the green room beforehand, and it was terrifying. You had about 5 minutes to Google everything you didn't know.
Yeah, like, Mark would know, like, we used to slag Mark that his questions were longer than the answers. You know, so I went in and I auditioned. I remember the audition was with Maura Duran.
Oh, no way.
In the boardroom up in Virgin Media, or up in TV3 at the time. And we just went off some mad, zany sort of thing. I had her up at the table dancing and stuff like that. And that, long story short, then, yeah, I got the gig and been there 25 years.
We've had a text in, not about that show, but someone texted in saying, hi, Sean, am I right in saying Alan was in a butter ad?
No, I was in the ESB ad.
Oh, okay.
You know, the student coming home, the Dusty Springfield song.
Yes.
I think I'm coming back.
That was you.
That was me. That was me coming back from home. That resonated with so many people because of the time we made it. It was like a lot of students were moving away and coming home for Christmas. So it's the ESB ad that people might know about, like that. And it's the Dusty Springfield team tune. Play it there.
Yeah. Well, but you can find it somewhere. You also, I didn't know this, but you were a train announcer.
In Euston Station, yeah. The 0730 has train to Cork, now departing from platform number 2.
I love it.
Calling out, let me say, Kildare, Port Arlington, Port Laois, Limerick Junction, Mallow and Cork. There we go.
You still remember it. Amazing.
That was 100 years ago.
And you still have it all off.
I still have it all off.
So what do you, have you got like a couple of segments, you've probably been asked this 100 times, but down through the years that you think, I loved that item? Or what are the ones that stay with you of all the different things you do on Ireland AM?
Do you know what? Like the fun elements and the when you're having a bit of fun. But then, like, the human interest stories sometimes just really get you, and people are coming in and you think you have a bad. And you think, my God, I'm having a rotten day. And then somebody comes in and tells you, like, the amount of times I was up in Laurel Inn and, like, we've raised over nearly €1 million for the Ireland AM viewers, and myself and the other presenters have raised nearly over €1 million for Laurel Inn over the years. And when you're there and you just hear the stories, I remember, like, the respite that they give to people. And I remember one woman saying to me one day when we were there, my daughter's in for 2 hours and I can go off now and get my hair done and have a coffee. Right. I know she's safe because the child needed 24-hour care. So it's things like that, that you go, my God, they're the real stories that we love getting across to viewers and trying to help. And over the years, we've had so many charities like that. So yeah, there's that, you get to chat to all the movie stars and all that type of thing. And for me, going over to Coronation Street was a huge thing because I was such a fan, and being able to go on the set and interview everything, that's a real thing. But I think when you bring it all back to those stories and those, like, really life-affirming stories of people, and you just go, my God, you are just amazing. Mm-hmm. You are just amazing. And I think that's one of the privileges of the show, to be able to highlight those things as well.
Yeah. Even longer the show, you've been doing the panto.
Oh my God, yeah, 30 years in panto.
30 years.
Every year, every successive year in the last 30 years.
If we go, oh no, it isn't. Sorry, I had to bring it in.
Oh yes, I am. Yeah, and do you know what? Like, so I've had two careers all my life because people often say to me, oh, would you never have left Ireland AM? And the only reason I would have was be to go on and maybe do some kind of stage show or go into acting or try and break into it. And because I had that running parallel with Ireland AM, it's sort of given me those two careers right along. And I love it. I love that live. Like the way Ireland AM is live, I love the live, the feedback that you get from people of a live audience and the applause. And it always is applause when it's the stadium panto.
Yes. What are you doing this year?
We're doing Beauty and the Beast, a Sammy and Buffy adventure up at the National Stadium, which is our new home because it's just we were in the Tivoli for so many years, and the way things pulling theatres down, and I was even talking to somebody there with the festival coming up, the theatre festival. There's less theatres in Dublin now than there was 10 years ago or 20 right. years ago. They're pulling them down. The Ablan is gone. The Tivoli's gone. It's crazy that we don't look after small theatres like that in this country. We just pull them down, apartment blocks go up.
A hotel
not
or
after.
Whatever.
A hotel, yeah. There's a hotel there where the Tivoli was now. Mm. You know, and we just should be looking after the arts like that, because that's where young people get breaks. They get into smaller shows. Like every theatre in town now, except for the stadium, is owned by Live Nation.
Right.
You know, they own the Bordgash, they own the Olympia, they own the Gaiety. Imagine that. Mm. Like there's no independent theatres left in Ireland, in Dublin at the moment, where except for outside and in the suburbs, but in town where you can go and see theatre. And I love it because for me, it's the first time that a child might get to see something live on a stage.
Yeah.
And that to me is huge, because I love that interaction that a child is taken away from their TV screens or their pads and they're seeing a live show. And that's brilliant. And that's what I love about it every year. And my husband Carl writes a great script. And it's always a bit of innuendo in it for the adults as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's something for everyone. And if you have an adult laughing away, a child will be looking up going, why are they laughing? But the kid is loving that their parents are laughing. Yeah. And then, as you know yourself, if a child is laughing, you get the greatest kick out of that. Like, you know, if there's children around you and they're all having great fun, you're loving that as well. So, yeah, 30 years doing Panto. This is my 30th year in Beauty and the Beast. And it's going to be great fun. Mm. It's going to be great fun. And we move along with the times now up in the National Stadiums, and we moved up there. So there are all these big interactive screens. So you like, you know, instead of sets, but we have sets as well, but there's these massive screens. So you're moving with the times. You're trying to make it better every year. You're trying to make it bigger. And we keep moving with it, and we're still loving. I'm still loving that. And that's a lot harder work, because you're doing two shows a day.
Yeah.
So that's a lot harder work than Ireland AM, but I still love it. Like, I think, I don't know, maybe people, Carl always says to me, like, I have a work ethic. And some people mightn't have like such a strong work ethic, but I'm a real believer of people who get up and out and do their gigs. It's like when you see all these reality shows now, and people have never done anything, then they become really famous and they expect that. Where yeah. I love people who've gone out and gigged and gigged during the night and drove home and then got up the next day and did the gig. You know, that sort of that work
the hard
ethic.
Way, like
doing it the proper way it should be done. Not suddenly appearing on a show and you're famous and you're flying around in jets. Like that reality is not real. And that's why a lot of people go off the rails on that, because you can't be plucked from one thing and be put into that.
Speaking of hard work going into something, 31 years of you and Carl.
Yeah. are you implying something?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, though, like, you get to a point in any relationship that it can get to, you have to put the effort in. It's like working, and work can so often take away from it. So you getting to work with him on this, I think, is something lovely.
Yeah, no, and we did split up for 18 months years ago. And when we got back together, I said to him, this is it. This is it. You're staying with me now. Like, you
kept him on it.
In
fairness.
On, yeah.
Alan, I could chat to you for 20 more minutes for even more, but it's been a great pleasure to have you on in conversation this morning. Thanks so much.
Panto.ie for the tickets for the stadium. It's going to be brilliant.
Get them in now. Alan, aka Sammy Sausages.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.